I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, January 11th. It's about to be the longest government shutdown ever, and an airport terminal just closed because of it. What to expect next? Plus, the car company in trouble and free TV and movies from Amazon. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Starting tomorrow, the partial government shutdown happening now will become the longest government shutdown in history. The last record-setting shutdown lasted 21 days back in 1995 under President Clinton. Today is the 21st day of this one. So what's the impact? Well, for starters, Miami International Airport is closing a terminal this weekend on Saturday because of the shutdown. The Miami Herald reports TSA workers are calling in sick at double the normal rate, so TSA isn't so sure it'll have enough screeners for all the security checkpoints. TSA screeners have been working without pay throughout this shutdown, so many are now looking for other ways to make money in the short term and are calling in sick. Also, the FDA says it stopped doing some safety inspections on some fruits and vegetables, but they are still checking high-risk foods like seafood. Because of this shutdown, 800,000 federal workers around the country are either working without pay or are on unpaid leave. In Washington, D.C., businesses are feeling it too as people on unpaid leave are not going out and spending any money. In fact, thousands of government workers held a rally outside the White House yesterday. They're missing a payday today and telling President Trump and lawmakers to make a deal already so they can go back to work. The Washington Post says the employees believe they're pawns in a political fight. And that fight continues. CNN reports the House, controlled by Democrats, passed two bills in the hopes of funding and opening the government piece by piece. But it's not likely those spending bills will actually make it through the Senate or get the president's signature, so they won't really make much of a difference. At least not without funding for a border barrier. President Trump still says the billions of dollars for a wall or a fence is a must, and there'll be no deal without it. Trump went to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas yesterday. Fox News reports he said a steel or concrete barrier could stop drugs and human trafficking. He also mentioned that declaring a national emergency to pay for a wall without Congress is still on the table as an option. For now, the shutdown continues. 21 days and counting. Stay tuned. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is now set to testify on national TV and under oath. The Washington Post says he'll go before the House Oversight Committee next month. President Trump claims he isn't worried at all and has said Cohen is a liar. Remember, Cohen worked for Trump for a decade, but now he's made criminal allegations against the president. He's been cooperating with investigators in the Russia investigation, likely in the hopes of getting less prison time. Although for now, Cohen is set to start his own 3-year prison term in March. In a statement, Cohen said he looks forward to explaining what really happened. He'll testify on February 7th. New details expected this morning about a missing 13-year-old girl who was found alive last night. The AP reports Jamie Kloss was missing since October, the same time both of her parents were killed. But now she's safe and someone is arrested. The sheriff there in Northwest Wisconsin is planning a press conference this morning to provide more about what happened. A new report found the world's oceans are the warmest they've ever been and are getting warmer faster than we thought. The New York Times explains the waters have been absorbing a lot more heat from greenhouse gases, which researchers say helps slow down climate change on land, but causes other problems. Warming water has already killed marine life, raised sea levels, and made hurricanes more destructive. But scientists say efforts to stop greenhouse gases can make a difference. Airlines are starting to waive change fees to prep for a winter storm today and through the weekend. The Weather Channel says 2 million people are under a winter storm warning. Snow and ice are starting to hit Colorado and New Mexico, and then expected to travel through the Midwest and land on the East Coast, like in New York City. So again, if you are traveling, USA Today says you might want to check your flight. A quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Zola, the easiest wedding registry, and so much more. Zola offers all the tools you need for planning your wedding, all in just one place, making the process so easy and efficient. I think Zola would have helped me feel a lot more organized when I got married a couple years ago. Most of all, I would have loved to have more interesting things on my wedding registry. With Zola, you can create funds for anything you want, from your honeymoon or another cool experience, or for your future home. You name it. Plus, you can register for gift cards to your favorite brands and all the typical things on registries, too, like high-quality kitchenware. And you can put that registry right on your free wedding website through Zola, which takes just minutes to set up. It has all the planning features you need right there. So to start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up and get those extra perks by going to Zola, zola.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Volkswagen and Ford are teaming up again. Reuters reports this new partnership could save them billions of dollars, and it's all about new tech. The companies have already worked together on commercial vehicles, but this new partnership is for things like electric and self-driving cars. Reuters says automakers are looking to cut costs because of less demand in the largest markets, China and the U.S. The new alliance is expected to be announced next week. So, remember the Volkswagen emissions scandal back in 2015? The government said VW cheated emissions tests on purpose, and the company had to pay billions. Well, now another car maker is facing something similar, although it's not as big of a scandal. But CBS News reports Fiat Chrysler settled with the U.S. government and will now have to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines, also for cheating emissions rules. Basically, they put in software that shows the vehicles emit less pollution than they actually do. But Fiat Chrysler says it wasn't on purpose. Now the company needs to fix the SUVs and trucks affected or face more fines. Made from real ginger. That is Canada Dry's claim, but it's not really true. The Telegraph reports the owner of Canada Dry, Keurig Dr. Pepper, settled a class action lawsuit after a lab test found no real ginger in the drink, meaning false advertising. Now the company agreed to pay as many as 1 million consumers, up to $40 each. And of course, they have to adjust the marketing to say something more like real ginger flavor. Amazon will now let you stream movies and TV shows through a new free service, as long as you don't mind some ads. CNBC reports it's all through IMDb, the Amazon-owned film and TV website. The new service is called FreeDive, and you can apparently watch it on the IMDb website or through Amazon Fire TV devices. Also, the information reports Amazon wants to let you play video games streamed online as well. It means gamers would not need to download the games or buy expensive equipment. That service is expected to launch next year. Did you get a smart speaker over the holidays? A lot of people did. Smart speakers are becoming much more popular. Think Amazon Echo, Google Home, Apple HomePod. A new NPR and Edison research survey found smart speaker sales in the U.S. went up 78% in just 1 year, and more growth is expected through 2022. LinkedIn revealed what it calls the most promising jobs of 2019. LinkedIn looked at jobs with high salaries, lots of job openings, and continued growth year after year, and found the number one most promising job this year is data scientist, with a median salary of $130,000. I'm linking to the full list of jobs in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. Yes, award season is upon us. First the Golden Globes, now the Critics' Choice Awards. E! News says actor Taye Diggs will host the event this Sunday, January 13th. The Favorite leads the film categories with 14 nominations. It's a dark comedy set in the 18th century. You can watch the awards on the CW at 7 p.m. Eastern Time this Sunday. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you get value out of The Newsworthy, I would, of course, be so grateful if you spread the word or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And, of course, if you want to read more about the stories we talked about today, just head on over to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning, so I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.